It's time for the Stain Gang Podcast, featuring Stephanie Radecki as we talk Midwestern State Volleyball. I'm Pete Stein. Glad you could be with us for our weekly edition of the Stain Gang Podcast. And this was kind of a different weekend for you guys because you didn't have a match, and you'll play Eastern New Mexico on Wednesday, so you will have a week between games.
Right.
I always hesitate to say you're idle because I know you've been working hard in that interim, right?
Yeah, we've been practicing really tough, and the girls have really been bought in, keyed in on improvement and doing some good things.
What did you take out of the match against Lubbock Christian?
Not much. We did not play well. We just weren't firing on any cylinders. So, and Lubbock Christian was on everyone. The improvement they've showed since our scrimmage versus them was really impressive. No surprise, they have an amazing coaching staff. I've known them for years, and they're playing really well. They played really well, and we didn't. And so, obviously, those were the results.
Were you surprised because you had played so well at Angelo State, and it looked like maybe you had turned a corner in that fourth and fifth set? Were you surprised you didn't play a little bit better at Lubbock Christian?
Yeah, I was surprised for sure. Just didn't seem like we were focused. It didn't seem like we were prepared. Really disappointing at this point in the season. You know, we talked about how crucial that match was in our conference schedule, and we just didn't execute.
I know you're a coach, so you're not going to make excuses, but do you think your team's road weary?
I think we've been on the road a lot. We've been on the road a lot. To be at this point in the season and only have two home matches, that's a little bit shocking and difficult to handle. But, you know, it's part of it, and we have to do it again this week, so we have to be prepared, and that can't be something that holds us back.
Yeah, I was going to say, the road trip's not over. You're making four straight trips away from Ligon, and you'll play Eastern New Mexico here in a midweek match. What do you know about Eastern New Mexico, and what challenges are they going to present for you?
Just another strong team, really deep offensively, show a lot of grit in a lot of the matches that I've watched. You know, they were at the same tournament as we were, second weekend in Denton, so got to see them a little bit, and, you know, they're just playing really hard. They play really powerful volleyball. Another coach that I've known for years that does an amazing job training athletes, so it'll be a big challenge for us, and hopefully we are more prepared than our last match, and I definitely think that mindset-wise we'll be in a better place.
So when you say powerful volleyball, do you mean they hit with velocity? What exactly are you meaning?
Yeah, I mean every team in our conference hits with velocity. You know, that's just the level that the Lone Star Conference is, but they just have strong players, strong athletes, so it definitely shows in their offense.
What's been a point of emphasis for you here in this week between these two matches?
You know, I think just focusing on how we can run different play sets, how we can get the ball to specific people, but also what we need to run to those people, and then when it comes down to it, who's going to put the ball away. You know, we've done a lot of drills really focused on this person has to put the ball away. They have first call. What are they going to run, and are they going to be successful? And basically, until they are successful, then we don't change it up. So they've done a nice job with that.
At the risk of oversimplifying it, has that been the issue, is just putting the ball away when you have opportunities to do that?
Yeah, I think our hitting percentage has struggled a lot this fall. You know, it's something that we've focused on in practice, like when we're hitting reps, what's your hitting percentage when you're in a game or in a match? If it's not there in practice, it's certainly not going to be there in a match. So we've focused on that a lot. And that's obviously been something we've really had a lot of issues with, especially in the last three matches. I think we've had some bad errors, which we need to fix that.
I know that you're probably focused on the Greyhounds, but you do have two games coming up at home.
We do.
So I want to look a little bit ahead to that, because you'll face, I believe it's Cameron and West Texas. West Texas first, and then Cameron in the Saturday. So it is going to be nice to be home. As we pointed out, you've played a lot of road matches without playing at home.
Yeah, it'll be nice to be at home. West Texas Friday night at 6, and then Cameron on Saturday at noon. Both really impressive opponents. West Texas is obviously in the top of our league right now. Impressive nationally, ranked nationally. I'm not sure where they are right now, but it's high. Very strong program year in and year out for as long as I can remember. And Cameron, they went 5 with Angelo as well last week. You know, we just beat them in a 5-set match at the Lone Star crossover third weekend, but they are very gritty and just very difficult to play. So it'll be a challenging week all in all.
I saw Taylor just walking in the hall, and I know she was excited about getting to play at home.
Yeah, because
I was giving her a hard time about playing all of her matches on the road, not giving me a chance to broadcast any.
But
I know she's excited. I'm guessing the whole team is excited about getting a chance to play in front of the home crowd. And you'll have a few more home matches here down the stretch.
Yeah, we definitely have a few more weekends later in the conference schedule, so we're excited about that.
So we're kind of in the middle of conference play right now. Is there anything in the conference that surprised you to this point?
Not necessarily. It's no surprise how talented and how strong this conference is. It's definitely fun to compete in. Great coaches that have been really good to interact with, and you know, some familiar faces that I've known for years that haven't seen in a while. So it's been a lot of fun. I think it's a great conference to be a part of, and you know, just looking forward to growing our program and our team to be more competitive. But we're right there. We're on the edge of doing some great things. I think they've shown a lot of improvement throughout the season as far as our mindset and what our goals are going to be and what they are. And so it'd be really nice to see some results this week.
What excites you most about your team and where you're at right now?
I think the youth and the athleticism. You know, we have some freshmen that are doing some really nice things. We had some sophomores in practice yesterday that really stepped up their game. Amy DeWalt and Kelly, they just really had a great practice yesterday. That's fun to watch. You know, I can't say enough about Robin and Sadie and Tegan. They've been carrying a big load this season. And so, you know, there's a lot of young players that have the right mindset and want to take this program to the new level. And I don't want to bypass our seniors that have understood this season. We're really trying to raise the standard and have been completely bought in and on board with that. And they're going to leave a mark on this program that we may not see it this season, or we may. I think a lot of people are seeing the change in mindset, the improvement, but they need to understand that what they're doing right now is going to really just help us throughout the season and down the road, and it's a huge commitment to make, and it's exciting.
Well, we mentioned you've been on the road a lot, so you may not even want to address this question, but I was just curious, if you got a chance to go on vacation, money's no object, where would you go on vacation?
I'd probably either go to San Diego or Hawaii. I think those are both pretty relaxing spots.
That's a pretty good spot you picked there. It's funny you say that because I was on the road. I was listening to the TCU-Oklahoma football game while I was traveling to Silver City, and the announcer said the TCU had beat Oklahoma, the greatest city in the world. I said, are they playing in San Diego? San Diego is a great place.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah. Well, those are good choices. I appreciate you coming by, and we are so – I know you got to beat Eastern New Mexico first, but we're really looking forward to seeing you here at Lincoln Coliseum for a couple of games this weekend.
Yeah, we're excited too.
That's Stephanie Radecki, and this is the Staying Gang Podcast. I'm Pete Stein, inviting you to be with us again next week for another Staying Gang Podcast.